Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to North State Now. You may recognize my voice, but not from this time slot. But don't fret, because Linda will be back next week. It is officially the end of April, so we are looking forward to having her back, not only here on Thursday evenings, but throughout the week as well. My name is Ashley Esses, and I am joined by...
I'm Stephanie Mangum.
And...
And good evening, this is Sue McClain. I'm... known for the morning show here. I do the news every morning, and that is from 6 to 7 on KCNR, 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. And tonight we have the pleasure of filling in for Linda. Once again, Linda Bott back next week for North State Now. And Ashley and I have worked together here at the station for quite some time. And Ashley, tell us a little bit more about you.
So you may or may not hear me throughout the week, depending on how social Carl and our other hosts are feeling, but you almost always hear me on the weekends. I am the producer for many of the weekend shows, and I am the engineer here. So if it lights up, or hopefully doesn't light on fire, then they call me. But
and I'm usually the one that's here first.
True, you live a lot closer than I do. But if you don't recognize me from this, you might recognize me from my podcast, Writing Roots, and my co-host has agreed to join us tonight.
Yep, I'm the co-host. On the podcast, I go by Lee Hull. It's a podcast where we give advice and help to writers, especially new authors and those seeking to be self-published, because we know we've gone through a lot of hard times trying to get writing done and through the publishing process. I'm mostly an editor, some of a cover, and I dabble in writing when I actually dedicate my time to it.
So we decided that we would take some time with North State Now, which has a lot of focus on entertainment, and give some love to the artists out there. I know a lot of our local artists aren't able to go to the theater or perform at Old City Hall or any of the things that we normally do as artists. So this whole episode today, we'll be talking about what artists do in quarantine. We're each artist in our own way, so this should be a fun ride.
Now, as an artist, Ashley, you are a writer.
I am an author first.
Okay, and you also have your own business as well.
Yes. So Writing Roots, the podcast we talked about earlier, is part of Aspen House Publishing. What we do is we help an author polish their project and get them a professionally designed cover, maybe get them an audiobook if that's what they're looking for, and make sure their self-published project is the highest quality it can be before sending it out into the world.
Right. And, you know, that's another reason why Ashley and I decided to talk about this tonight, is because I'm also, I like to consider myself a writer, and I'm writing a novel right now, and Ashley and I have been working together, and I met Stephanie through Ashley, and that's why, you know, we're all sitting in tonight, because, you know, we are artists, and we see the need for people to express themselves, especially now, because so many people are at home, quarantined, and just trying to stay positive, you know, through this event. And, you know, don't, when you're sitting at home, you're thinking, oh, well, I should be doing something. Well, what do you want to do? What makes you happy? Do you draw? Do you write? Do you sing? And this is, you know, really kind of a tribute to those folks that are at home.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine what this time in quarantine would be without artists. A lot of us are finding ourselves with a lot of extra time with nothing to do, so we turn to entertainment. We turn to Netflix and books and movies and anything to really take the stress off. But if artists didn't exist, none of those things would exist. And so this is the perfect opportunity, if you do find yourself with extra time, to focus on pursuing your art.
And I think you see a lot of that online right now. Online has been a huge outlet for artists that are otherwise stifled. You see a lot of that with performers, actors, singers. I think most of our bump music today is going to be quarantine parody songs because I've been playing those for 2 months straight and I'm still cracking up on them. But if you look at what people are doing online, it's the artists that are keeping us sane in this time period.
True. Absolutely true. And, you know, another thing is people who maybe didn't even know that they had a talent are now becoming more creative. And I just think of how many times where I thought, gosh, I wish I had, like, time. I wish so I could sit and focus on, you know, something I wanted to do. Maybe you've thought about writing that great American novel. This is the perfect time to do that. Maybe you've decided you wanted to write a screenplay or, you know, touch bases with an old friend who you knew, you know, was an artist and kind of pick their brain for a while. And Zoom is really popular now.
Absolutely.
So people can connect, and this connects artists and, you know, all those creative people out there, get those juices flowing. And it's also a way to help fight off depression, because when people are at home, sometimes, you know, it is possible you can sit there and kind of, you know, pull away from the world. And it's a great way to, you know, escape from that. And even though you are isolated, you're not alone.
Absolutely.
That just reminds me of John Krasinski, most famous for his role in the TV series The Office, and most recently, I believe it was The Quiet Place or A Quiet Place.
And Jack Ryan.
Oh, yes. And Jack Ryan.
Oh, he's great. What a good show.
He started a online, I believe it's on YouTube, called Some Good News. And it's just a little web thing that focuses on the positive. In this time where a lot of people are worried, a lot of people are anxious, it's here. Here's the good stuff that's going on in the world.
Right. And, you know, at the beginning where everybody's like, okay, we have to do this now. And we're at that point of now what? People are getting anxious and, you know, a lot of fear is out there. And this is a great way to alleviate that, to get out,
definitely,
you know, write that song, get your family together and be silly and goofy. Film it, put it up on YouTube or, you know, any one of the social medias.
Well, for me, using art, whether it's writing, drawing, designing on, you know, covers that I do for Aspen House, that is a way I relieve stress. That's a way I decompress and let go of my worries. And a lot of other artists are like that. So if you find yourself with extra time, you're not sure what to do with it, and extra stress, find an outlet. Even if you don't think you're good at painting, start painting. Even if you don't think that you can crochet or knit, start now. There are YouTube tutorials everywhere to help you out with that.
Right. I love that. And, you know, it's really interesting, too, how we get to a scope into the lives of some entertainers that you'd never know what their lives are really like behind the camera. You know, they're musicians and artists, and then they're cooks. What do you do when you're not working? I'm a cook, and they can teach you how to cook. I mean, that's just their expression. But, you know, there's other people that will have the singing lessons online, you know, or how to draw. And I think that's just a great way to express yourself. And especially now, and kids are so influenced by how the adults act. This mm-hmm. is really great for kids. You can introduce them to a whole new world for them that you just opened up by handing them a box of crayons and pens and colors and saying, here.
And better yet, do it and let them ask about it. Let them see you be a good role model in creating to relieve stress. Not relieving stress by violence or bullying or other things, but creating something new.
Absolutely. I agree. How about you, Stephanie? What do you think? Because, you know, a lot of people don't know what it is that you do. And you have a very high-stress job. And can you say what you do?
Yeah. My normal job is a 911 dispatcher. So I take the 911 calls. I take business calls for the police department I work at. And it is super stressful. There are things that happen that I can't really talk about, but it is... You never know what that next call is going to be. And so it is so important for me to relieve that stress. And I find that writing is the perfect way to do that because I can, in fiction, get out all of those emotions in a kind of cathartic release.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Once again, this is North State Now, filling in for Linda Bott. I am Sue McLean, along with
Ashley Esses
and Stephanie Mangum.
And
we'll be back after these messages.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to KCNR.
Well, this lockdown ever ends. I've got itchy feet again. Cabin fever got me creeping. Out the house while my wife's sleeping. Made a decision that I'd probably make again. Couldn't abstain from sneaking out in silence. In the streets I walked alone.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and we are Linda for North State Now. So you won't hear her voice this week, but you will hear it next week. And
that was a take on Les Mis.
Yeah, Les Miserables.
There we go.
The One Day More. We will be talking about Les Mis a little bit later in today.
Yes, and I think that is just such a cute song. It was a family that got together, decided to sing that song, and put it on YouTube. And this is something everybody can do. And they were great. I mean, it was
those
just
kids
fun.
Have some lungs.
They do. They do. I thought they were just absolutely adorable. Once again, thanks for joining us for North State Now. Linda Bott back next week. And there's just so much we can do during this time.
We are all three of us artists. And so we are talking about what artists are doing in quarantine. So for this next segment and the next few, we will be asking questions of each other. If you're listening and you want to give us your take on it, answer it, go ahead, give us a call, 530-605-4567, or Sue is vigilantly watching the chat room. You can pop in your answer there, and we'll share it on the air.
So the quarantine has given us a lot of extra time to work on ourselves, work on our art. Ashley, what have you been able to do to better yourself during this quarantine?
One of the things that I found was interesting is I have family all across the Western United States. And my grandparents, I never really spent time to talk to them. And now that we're all hunkered down in our homes, we have weekly meetings with each side of the family, with Zoom and with Facebook Messenger videos, where we all just get together and, you know, make fun of each other and tell what we did this week and such. Another thing that I was able to do because of circumstances changing in my life recently is I was able to kind of fill a bucket list item and go on a walkabout and follow the trail of the Modoc and Dock War. Fascinating story if you get a chance to research that. But I went up there. There were no cases in Modoc, and I kept to myself. So it was a great time to just reflect on myself and take a moment to better myself.
Absolutely. I think it's great. And especially because, you know, now as an artist, I find that I spend more time now during this lockdown than I have writing, than I have probably my entire life, and finding new ideas and becoming more creative, if that makes any sense. It's just kind of like I have time. All the outside influences and the chaos, just kind of being able to take that time, you know, alone and really kind of, think about what things I really enjoy. Because usually I'm working or doing something for others, or I'm working at the station, or, you know, taking care of family or friends and just go, 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 go. And this is the time where I really find that I can kind of turn that direction inside and do a little bit of self-improvement. And, you know, self-care is another thing. I think, you know, with this lockdown, a lot of times people are just stop taking care of themselves. And that's really important. You get up, you take a shower, you just, you know, keep that day going. And then finding that time, not just, you know, kicking up my feet saying, I'm just going to let this day go and tomorrow is going to be another Groundhog Day. But actually sitting down and writing and, you know, coming up with new ideas, bouncing it off friends. You know, people I hadn't talked to in quite some time, some for years, that even contacted me and, you know, what are you doing? Or they know what I'm doing and they, you know, are interested. So I think it's just a great way to reconnect, and we can do that in Zoom, you know, definitely. And there's so many different social media platforms. So I think a lot of people are going there daily. And I think you have to be careful, though, when you're on social media, because you can run into both sides. One is negative and fear and, you know, I catch myself getting anxious, and then being able to say, you know what, I'm not going to allow that in me because I've got a lot of good things going on right now. There's a lot of positive things that I'm doing right now for me and my family and friends, and I want to share that, you know?
It's interesting. We three know each other outside of this particular setup because we're all part of a writing club together, and so that's kind of the art that comes to mind when we're talking, but I think a lot of people, my dad comes to mind, he's discovering a love for cooking because he's so used to eating out all the time and all of this difficulty. He's forced to stay home and cook for himself. And it's created a whole new thing for him and a whole new art for him to explore while doting on my mom because that's his favorite thing to do on the planet.
Aw, that is so sweet. How about you, Stephanie?
I'll be honest. In the last segment, I mentioned that I'm a 911 dispatcher. That means my life has not changed a single bit. I still have to go to work 40 hours a week. I still work long hours. I still I mean, I'm going through my life like normal.
But it doesn't feel normal, does it?
It's a little different, but for me, it really does feel normal because there's very little change. I'm an introvert, so I don't tend to go out and see people a lot anyway. Mm-hmm. So my life is just normal. But
you know, that's interesting. That is really interesting for you. No, seriously, because of what you do.
Yeah.
And because there are some people's lives who their lives haven't changed at all.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird for me to look at it and see all these people whose lives are completely changing, and they are focusing on the things that will make them better. They are focusing on their art. And I look at them and I go, oh, that's such an inspiration. I actually do have a lot of time in my life that I could be using for writing, for designing, and I'm not. I'm doing a lot of other things, so even though my life has remained basically the same, I am looking a lot into using this as an opportunity to refocus myself. Even just using that time that I normally just sit and watch Netflix toward my art, toward my writing.
Right. No, I totally, completely understand that. And, you know, another thing I notice with, as far as my art goes, I'm thinking outside the box. And maybe I haven't done that in a while. And I think it's because, you know, you get in a rut or life is just normal. It doesn't change. And, but then now it makes you really think about where you spend your time. You know, is it a positive influence? Are you doing something that's good?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying not, it's okay to give yourself a break. If today you decide, I'm just going to watch my favorite film, Star Wars. That's why we picked it out. It's one of my favorite series. You want to watch that Star Wars series? You want to spend the day doing that? You can't feel guilty about doing that either. You know?
Absolutely not. This is a stressful time. Even if your life has completely changed, or if you're like me and it's mostly the same, there are still stressors out there. You still need to take care of yourself and find a way to do that. And if you don't have that same kind of stress relief by doing your art that I find, then it's okay. You don't have to work on anything. It's not time wasted if you're just deciding that, yeah, this is the time I need to sit and watch a movie.
Right. And I know a lot of people, too, are heading outdoors just with their family because they are secluded. And they're working on their yards, and they're designing these great gardens, and they're working on their homes, and there's lots of artistic things going on, but you're not thinking it as artistic. You're just thinking, I need to stay busy, you know? And so when I was questioning at the beginning of this whole thing, why are these, you know, big box stores still open when the little guys can't be open at the time? I think it also gives, you know, the gentleman something to do, you know, go fix it, go build it, go make it, go paint it, go whatever. But, you know,
yeah,
does that make sense?
Oh, you, yeah. Husbands don't have an excuse of not having time for finishing building that project or painting that room.
Exactly.
Your excuse is gone.
My husband, having the hardware stores open for my husband has been great because he is a school bus driver, so he is out of work. And he is spending a lot of time at home. That's the one area my life has changed a lot.
Is it weird having him there like all the time?
It's so weird. But he is working on making us a garden for vegetables. And he's working on the lawn and putting in a hedge. And one of these days I'm going to get him to rebuild the bathroom. And
eventually.
But it's given him a lot of time to focus on what he enjoys. Because he does. He enjoys working with his hands. He enjoys that hard labor kind of stuff. And it's been so great for him. And great for me to sit and watch and see that in a few months we're going to have potatoes and we're going to have tomatoes and bell peppers and whatever else he's decided to grow in the garden.
And I'm going to come over and teach y'all how to cook it. That's the plan, right?
Well, he can cook.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, this is another edition of North State Now, filling in for Linda Bott. Once again, this is Sue McClain along with
Ashley Esses
and Stephanie Mangum.
Stay tuned. More coming your way on KCNR.
celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center. Since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, it's me. I'm in California dreaming about going out to eat. Just a burger with cheese. Or a shaken margarita, baby, back ribs from Chili's. Hello, can you hear me?
That's a fun one. You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We are here as artists talking about what artists are doing in COVID and in quarantine. And one of those things is making hilarious YouTube videos.
Don't you just love it? I love some of those COVID videos. They are really, the parodies are hilarious. Once again, this is Sue McClain along with Ashley
Esses
and Stephanie
Mangum.
Once again, filling in for Linda Bott, this is North State Now. We appreciate you tuning in. She'll be in next week. Can't wait till she returns. We are very, very thrilled.
So we are in the middle of talking about what artists are doing during Corona. And one of the things people are doing is they are learning stuff. They're taking on a new skill. Sometimes they're like learning a new language.
And this is something that not just artists can do. Anyone. Mm-hmm. Can take the time to learn something.
Right. You don't even have to be good at it. You know, that's the best thing when you're starting out. No one expects you to be great at it. And you can start anywhere. You can start writing. You can start, painting. You can start singing. I don't know. The neighbor's dog starts barking. Maybe it's not his. Maybe that's a good sign. But that's the thing. It's just a great time where you can try something new.
Yeah. a lot of people are going to YouTube. They're reading books. I'm going to do a little self-promotion here. Podcasts, great way to learn a little bit more about whatever your art is from experts in the field. I do co-host with Stephanie here. I do co-host Writing Roots, which is a podcast for authors about storytelling.
There are things that you shouldn't try to learn. I know it's been really rough. I could really use a haircut, and there are no hair salons out there. But do not try to learn how to cut your own hair, or you will end up like I did at, I think I was about 4 years old, and my sister cut my hair, and I had no bangs for like 3 years.
I was going to say, that's the thing. People have been cutting their bangs.
And shorter and shorter.
It does, because you want to fix it. You just think, oh, another 2 inches, I can fix it. And it's like, no, you just need to stop. It's okay. Put on a hat. Wear a visor.
Hairdressers will be open soon.
They will.
Dyeing your hair. I'm going to put dyeing your hair in that category. And if you don't know what you're doing, try not to go from black hair to blonde in one setting.
No, that's not going to work.
Right. And, you know, if you do decide, that's totally 100% up to you, because now every style is in. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
You know, I see the ladies out there, if your nails, you know, and you need to get them filled in and you haven't for a while, don't worry about it, okay? Everything's going to go eventually. The lights are going to get turned back on again, I guess. You know, does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Everything, will it be back to normal? We won't see normal for a while. I think there's going to be a new normal.
Again.
Right.
Yeah. It's like we talk about how 9/11 affected our lives. And, well, when will we get back to normal? We're now almost 20 years later, and we haven't gotten back to, quote unquote, normal.
Right.
Exactly.
But that's our new normal.
Yes.
So
there's a whole generation of people voting now who have never known a pre-9/11 world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a world-changing event.
Yeah. And we're all going to have to learn new things, try different ways of dealing with what this new normal is. And I'll be honest, I don't think people are going to care quite as much about your nails or your hair, because they understand, especially right now where none of those places are open, that you just kind of have to make do with what you have.
Yeah, like we mentioned earlier, surviving is perfectly okay. If that's all you do this month, just survive, great. You are winning at life.
Absolutely. And I think this is the time where you need to give yourself a break. You know,
In every way possible.
You know, no one's expecting you to be the perfect parent. Nobody's expecting you to be the perfect partner. We just all need to relax, take a step back, and just try not to cling on to a vice that you can't let go of. And this is, you know, it's okay to have a drink. It's okay to, like, mostly family sellers. Love those folks. You know, it's okay, but just know when to say when.
Mm-hmm.
And that is on everything, whatever it is you do, whether it's, I think I'm going to have a brownie or a box of brownies.
I mean, I had a brownie for breakfast today. It was fantastic. If my sister's listening, thank you.
But I think it's just really important that we all give ourselves a break.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay, and we're human, and the best thing we can do is survive.
Yeah.
And not rake each other over the coals, because they don't seclude themselves like you do, or they don't do what you do, or,
yeah.
You know.
You do you.
You do you. That's great.
And it's so wonderful to see those people who are able to go out and focus on their work and their lives. And historically, it is very common for a lot of great advancements to happen during quarantine. Sir Isaac Newton came up with calculus during a quarantine.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm not sure that's a great advancement. As someone who did not do well in, like, high school math, I'm going to lean more toward Shakespeare on this one, who wrote King Lear. I'll go the theater route.
Okay. Yeah, there's lots of advancements, even in modern medicine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of things changing. How quickly are they looking for a vaccine? You know, that would have taken years and years, and mm-hmm. now they're thinking, okay, we could see it just around the corner. So, you know, I think it's just really important that people realize, you know, you can make a difference. Maybe that thought in your head, you can turn that into an idea, and you can write it down and run with it. But this is that time we've all been begging for.
Yeah.
We finally have it, and people are like, wait a minute, I've got way too much time on my hands. It's like, what?
think about what you wanted to do when you weren't, when you were working, and now you have that time.
You could always write an epic book. That's what Victor Hugo did when he wrote Les Mis, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you end up writing the next Les Miserables, then I am sorry for you. But
well, hats off, because that is
yes, absolutely
incredible work Massive of writing. And he's not the only author to work during quarantines. I believe it was Hemingway got a lot of his work done during the Spanish flu quarantine in the 20s.
Hemingway had a very interesting private life, too.
Yeah,
Hemingway's a...
He's an interesting character.
Can we even say what he did during it?
A lot of drinking.
Well, that you too. Would need it for
I'm
that.
I'm going to post it in
okay.
the chat room.
Okay, we're going to post it. We're not going to talk about it. But
trouble.
But Hemingway, yes, he had quite the experience when he was quarantined. And it's very important that you think of who your circle is. Because if you end up being quarantined with them, yeah, it's a you got to be happy in that. And, it's tough. It's tough when, it's tough on couples and relationships, too. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's really important to have that outlet and art mm-hmm. and writing and drawing. And we just are trying to encourage people, once again, try something new. It's good to experiment.
And if you go, well, that's great, but I'm not an artist, I would argue with you on that one, because I think everyone is an artist in their own way. You will not find a more black and white linear thinker than me in the world. I am super lines and grids and dots. I am not colors and swirls and all of that. But my art comes in writing, because I get to assemble a whole world on my own that makes sense. So if my dad would say, I'm not an artist. He is learning to cook. That has become his art. He has discovered it in this time period.
There are so many things that we do, our hobbies, our interests, that we don't consider to be anything more than just something that we do. But really, almost anything can be an art form if you work on it, if you practice on it, if you love it enough. That's all that matters.
Right. And, one piece of art that I've always thought it was very interesting is the metal art and the structures that if you drive down towards South Reading, you can see their metallic fish, and you see them, mm-hmm. If you're, what is that, 44?
Yeah.
Out by the Civic, and you see those and thinking, somebody had to come up with that idea. And maybe you are a welder by trade. Maybe that's what you do, but you're stuck at home. Have you ever thought about designing something?
New.
Right. Try it.
And so many artists that I'm in contact with right now, mostly through Aspen House, I am editing for a short story anthology that is based around COVID-19. We are authors, and so most of it's post-apocalyptic. This plague wiped out the world, and now we have to recover from it, which is fun. That's right up my alley. But whatever your art is, it should reflect your life in some way. And right now, your life is being stuck at home with COVID-19, then your art should reflect that.
Right. And also for the children, that if your kids are, doing their schoolwork and it gets kind of droll, let them start writing something short and a short story that could turn into something, you may not know what's really going inside your child's mind. And maybe this is a doorway to see how maybe they are anxious. Maybe there's something else going on because all you see is the smile on the outside because they're trying to be happy for mom and dad. Maybe that's not necessarily the case. And, there are help lines out there, too, if someone is struggling. We'll talk about that a little bit later on toward the bottom of the hour. That is also, I think it's very necessary that people have a little help when they need it.
Because it is a time where a lot of people are isolated. But, yeah, especially with kids, encourage them to write, to draw, to find something to entertain them. Don't lock them into just doing schoolwork, because they are stressed as well. Their whole lives have changed, so they need release.
So we're going to take our final break, celebrate capitalism a little bit here. You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Go ahead and give us a call, 605-4567. We will be right back with North State Now.
Oh, I'm getting sick of this. I'm sick of this. Why are you trying to ruin my life, Corona? you're totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experience in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
I have no concept of time. Is it May or October? Took the trash cans out at 9.
The trash hasn't come for 5 more days.
But the collection, it was over.
It's morning.
No, we missed it last week.
No!
She said TGIF because she thought that it was Friday.
KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460. Welcome to North State Now. We're filling in for Linda Bott this evening. This is Sue McClain. You can hear me weekday mornings from 6 to 7. I do the news, and so please tune in. I'll be in tomorrow. And joining me this evening?
Ashley Esses, and I am here with my podcast co-host. I dragged her in.
And Stephanie Mangum.
Wonderful. Well, welcome this evening. We've been talking about people who have been at home, isolating, and enjoying their isolation through expression and art. And, you know, I know a lot of people right now are at home listening and, you know, trying to stay busy and, you know, finding something that you're passionate about, whether it's drawing or singing or
cooking.
You know, that's one thing we talked about.
Restaurants closed.
And a lot of people are getting online, you know, looking at social media, learning new things, learning new languages, learning how to write that novel that they've wanted. And they can do that by listening to you, Ashley.
Yes. So if you are trying to figure out where to start, you have this fantastic idea for a book in your head, trying to figure out where to start, go ahead and check out Stephanie and I. We co-host Writing Roots, which is a podcast about storytelling elements that makes your book really shine and sell.
You know, I have one thing that I hear is, because I'm writing, and this is my first novel, like big, long novel. And I have people say, oh, I've got this really great idea. And I'm like, well, write it. You know, why don't you write it? Oh, I can't be a writer. Yes, you can. Anybody can be anything. Okay, I can't be an astronaut, and I'm probably never going to be a ballerina. but you can do these things. But, you know, if you're younger and you want to strive to be a ballerina, that's another form of art.
Yeah, you know, express yourself by movement, by taste, any of the senses, you know, singing. Most of our bump music so far has been people singing to express themselves and their frustrations about COVID.
Right. And they don't even have to be good. I mean, that's the thing.
Absolutely.
And especially right now where you have a lot of extra time on your hands, this is the time where you can do all of those things that you've always said you wanted to do. If you've always said you want to write a book, start writing it. If you've always said you wanted to learn how to paint or learn how to crochet or learn how to cook, this is the time to start because you have all of that. But I have a question. This is going to end eventually. We don't know when. So what is the first thing that you want to do when this is all lifted?
I think I've been talking about going on a California history trip up and down the state and going to all the different missions up and down the state and just kind of hitting all of them and learning more about local history. I've always been a fan of history of every kind, but local history you can only learn from certain people. So that's probably what I'm going to do. Sue, what about you?
For me, have a huge Thanksgiving dinner right when it's over. I don't care what time of year it is. I'm going to have just a huge family gathering, invite friends, and hug everybody. And I hope that's still going to be allowed at that time. You know, hopefully that'll be the time. But yeah, just, you know, really getting close again physically. You know, I didn't realize how much I was going to miss the people that I miss, you know, because I would see them. And it's almost like I became complacent because I always expected they'd be there. And now, you know, with this COVID-19, you don't know. We don't know, but we're trying to stay positive through it. You know, I think people are tired, and they are just ready for some joy. And, you know, planning these things, it's okay to plan ahead. You know, find that.
Don't buy the turkey just yet.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I could put it in the freezer. But, yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. What about you, Steph?
I have plans. I want to check out a couple of stores that had the really unfortunate circumstance of opening just before everything got closed down. I've noticed there's a new gaming store in Red Bluff that I want to check out and a axe throwing place in Redding that I want to check out.
Fun.
And
we might make that a writing club field trip at some point.
Things that I definitely want to try and experience, and I want to support those small businesses that just opened at the wrong time.
Right, and other small businesses that were closed through this.
Yes.
You know, and I'm going to go out there. I know I'm going to be out more. This just goes to show there's a list of restaurants that I'm really ready to, you know, that ended up closing that I miss. And also other places where I'd like to go shopping and get my hair cut and my nails done. I mean, there's so many places that I want to, you know, help their business, you know, come back to life, because everybody, we're in this together.
And if you think about it, that's their art form. That's their passion, their love. They love games, so they opened a gaming shop. They enjoy axe throwing, so they opened an axe throwing place to help other people experience that same kind of joy they get from it. And for Ashley and I, we love writing. So one thing that we may try to do is put together a writer's retreat where people can, who want to write, who want to get away, but be with people for once, find a way to do that with a writer's retreat.
Right. Yeah, there is a castle out in Igo we're looking at renting for a week, and that would just be a fun place to write. So if you are interested in that, stay tuned. I'm sure the station will share more about that when the time comes.
Right.
But I do want to mention real quick about the small businesses. A lot of small businesses are temporarily shutting their doors in order to cut costs. Several of them are still advertising with us, so listen to the commercials. Let them know, because they are every support local and support keeping this station on the air. And that is something that is incredibly important, because we are not an affiliate for anything. We are locally owned, and we know you listeners are very emphatic about local as well. Otherwise, you would not be drawn to this station as you are.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in advertising, we would love to hear from you as well. And, you know, we can't go without mentioning that this is a very trying time, and a lot of people are still looking for help. And if you are in need of assistance, you're desperate. That's some people are, or just need a little help. If you're looking for food and you need assistance, the number is what? 211? Is that right, Ashley?
Yes.
What are the other numbers out there?
A lot of people, if you're just having mental health stresses and you need to vent, 211 is another great place to find a connection with somebody in an honest way. They are there to help you in whatever you need. Sometimes it's toilet paper. Sometimes it's someone to vent to. These guys are here to connect you with the right people.
Right. And for veterans, we've got the Shasta County Veterans Services at 530-225-5616. That number again, 225-5616. Domestic abuse, their number is 530-244-0118. And Children's General Mental Health, Shasta County Health and Human Services, their number 530-225-5252. We didn't want to wrap up the show without giving you some tools this evening.
I would say those last two are especially important right now. With schools not in session, you don't have mandated reporters contacting children as much. So you don't have people reporting domestic abuse or possible domestic abuse. So if you notice something, if you see somebody who may need help, give them that phone number, give them access to the resources. A lot of people are stuck at home, and not everybody's home life is great.
Absolutely. That number again, domestic abuse, their number is 530-224-0118. And for children's and general mental health, Shasta County Health and Human Services, that number again, 530-225-5252.
So we have a little bit of time left. Do you have any final thoughts, Sue?
I just think it's really important to try to stay positive. This isn't going to last forever. And I think I'm hearing a lot of, oh, gosh, it's always, no, it's not. This will pass. Things will get better.
Stephanie?
Pursue things that you've always wanted to pursue. Try something new. Learn something new. Never stop trying to create or to better yourself. And support local. Seriously. If you have the money, like because my husband works at a school, I work at a police department, our jobs are essential. Well, he's not essential, but he's still getting paid because he works at a school. We are financially still stable, so I'm trying to spend my money local. Find if those places are offering gift cards so that they can stay afloat during this hard time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Purchase with gift cards. Try not to spend with gift cards on local places if you can help it. I would say my final thought is if you think none of this applied to you, you're wrong. You are an artist. Now is a great time to discover what your art is. Some people are map drawers. That's their thing. They like designing maps. Go for it. Go forth into the world. Create your art. You have been listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This has been North State Now. Again, Linda will be back next week, and we hope to hear from you soon.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.